Feel Looking into your eyes makes my heart come alive. Suddenly brought to life when I met you.
1, 2, 3, jump!
This is real love, this is real love.
Hey, I'm Pastor Chris. Welcome today.
And I'm Skylar.
Oh, we're so glad you joined us today. And I have a question to hopefully get you thinking about what the story is going to be about. All right, you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. Are you really ready?
I think so.
All right, here's the question.
Okay.
What makes you laugh? All right. So think about that for a second. Maybe it's a joke. Maybe it's a funny face you make. All right. Or maybe one of your friends makes this really goofy face. Could be that. All right. So what makes you laugh? All right. Before you get too carried away, I think we better pray and get started.
Yeah, let's pray. Okay. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for this time that we get to learn more about you. I just pray that you would open our hearts and our ears to the story today, Lord, and that we would just have a good time learning more about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. As we tell the story, I'm going to say, or Skylar will say, ding! And you think of the word that would finish the sentence. Go ahead and shout it out. That's okay. Shout it out. And are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so for example, if I said Mary had a little ding, what would you say?
Lamb.
Good job. Okay, so God had a plan to use Abraham and his wife Sarah to bring blessings to the whole ding world. You got it.
Oh, okay, all right. Let's see how this is going.
Good job.
All right, okay. So when God told Abraham to leave his home, Abraham listened. He left everything behind to obey God. God was kind to Abraham and Sarah, and he promised them a big ding. You know?
Oh, I know.
Okay. Family. All right. As numerous as the ding. Stars. Stars in the sky. God promised their family would inherit a new land and that their family was going to have an important role in restoring the world that God had made.
But there was one big problem for Abraham and Sarah. They were too old to have children, if you remember that from last week's story. As they waited year after year, they made up their minds that God would not be giving them children after all. It would have to be a miracle for them to have a baby. They thought to themselves, God is going to have to change his mind and find another way. We can't have a family anymore. But one day, Abraham was sitting outside his ding tent, good job, near some large oak trees. It was very hot. Suddenly he looked up and saw, ding, three men. Good job. Abraham didn't know it, but they were messengers sent by God.
That's pretty cool. Abraham ran out to them and said, my Lord, if you're pleased with me, don't pass me by. Let a little water be brought to all of you, and you can wash your feet and rest under this tree. And let me get you something to eat to give you strength. And then you can go on your way. I want to do this for you. All right, the men answered. Go ahead and do it. Abraham was just being polite. He did not know who these men were. So he ran back to his tent to prepare a meal with his wife, Sarah. And together they prepared a large amount of, ding, food to show their guests kindness.
Good job. So when Abraham brought out the food, one of them asked, where is your wife, Sarah? Abraham hadn't told them Sarah's name yet. But Abraham responded, she's inside the tent right now. Speaking through one of the messengers, God said to Abraham, in 1 year I will return, and by then Sarah will have a son. From inside the tent, Sarah heard what the man said. She looked down at her wrinkled body and couldn't help but ding. Laugh out loud. Good job. What a silly thought, Sarah thought. Having a baby? What?
I mean, because she was really old. Like 100 years old.
Yeah.
That seems impossible. Mm-hmm. That's why she laughed.
Yep.
So, but check this out. The guests heard her laugh and said to Abraham and Sarah, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" It's a great question. No, it isn't. Then the three men got up and left. A year passed, and things were going well for Abraham and Sarah. God showed favor to Sarah, just as he had promised. And Sarah got pregnant and gave birth to a son. Wow. She and Abraham were about 100 years old. We told you that. But God still allowed them to have a, ding, a baby. That's right.
So remembering Sarah's laughter, Abraham and Sarah gave the baby a name that means laughter.
That's a good idea.
They called him Isaac. Sarah said, "God has given laughter to me. Everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." So Abraham and Sarah discovered that God keeps his promises, even when it seems impossible by human standards. They knew that if God could give them a baby when they were so old, God was going to keep other promises too. Through their baby, God was going to make a big family for them, and God would keep his promise to bless the world through them.
Okay, so let's check to see if you remember what we talked about today. We learned that God keeps his, ding, promises. That's right.
So today in God's big story, God made a promise to Sarah and Abraham. God promised a big family, as numerous as the stars in the sky. God gave the promise of the family many years before Sarah gave birth to Isaac. While the worship song plays, you can worship along, or if you have maybe a paper or pencil nearby or in the other room, you could go find one and write down ways that God has kept his promises. Or you can draw a picture of God keeping his promises to you.
Friends, our God is a God who delights in keeping his promises. So let's do our blessing. May you remember that God never makes a mistake or changes his mind. God is never late, and God is always right on time, and God will always keep his promises. May your faith grow deeper every day, and may you always believe God's promises.